A draft U.S. resolution on rebuilding Iraq hangs in limbo following an inconclusive U.N. Security Council meeting on its fate. U.S. diplomats are fighting an uphill battle to win support for the proposal. A three-hour closed-door Security Council session Monday yielded little more than an agreement to continue talking. Opposition to Washington's proposal gained momentum last week after UN Secretary General Kofi Annan said it was going in the wrong direction. As he emerged from Monday's meeting, U.S. Ambassador John Negroponte left no doubt that progress toward a consensus was going slowly.
Today was the day where they made some comments. I also answered questions that had been raised at the last session we had, and we agreed that now was just the time to take a brief pause for everybody to digest what had been said and see how it affected our thinking.
Ambassador Negroponte indicated tough going lies ahead. He suggested it would be good to get a resolution passed before a donors' conference on Iraq later this month in Madrid. Several countries, including France and Russia, are said to be pushing for substantial changes. German Ambassador Günter Plöger said the U.S. draft is being looked at as a starting point.
Many delegations said that this is a good basis for discussion and that we have to take also into account the views of the Secretary General. And a few delegations have made very concrete proposals and amendments.
He said there was general agreement on the need for Council unanimity to give the resolution strength. But Syrian Ambassador Faisal Mekdad made clear such unanimity remains a long way off. He said Damascus shares Secretary General Annan's concern that any UN-authorized multinational force, or MNF, avoid becoming an appendix to the U.S.-led occupation force.
We need that the multinational force, under the leadership of the United Nations, leads Iraq to its independence, not to support the occupation forces.
Diplomats say Monday's session yielded little compromise on either side. They say at this point, the resolution appears not to have the 9 votes necessary for adoption. Peter Heinlein for VOA News, the United Nations.